This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Today is Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. Classified documents found at Mike Pence's home. Tucker reveals smoking gun evidence of Biden crimes. And Speaker McCarthy formally rejects Swalwell and Schiff from Intel Committee. And the meltdown is nuclear. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show. Mike Pence finds classified documents. Baby, we did the research. We looked into it. We have, I think, an explanation for what's going on here. And it's not going to make you happy, but it is going to inform you as to what's going on. Let's begin with the actual news. Dozens of documents are now found in Mike Pence's Indiana home. Despite his repeated denials, Trump rushes in to say his VP is an innocent man. Leave him alone! Leave Brittany alone! What's going on? Nobody knows. Mommy and Daddy are fighting. Did Mike Pence just backstab Trump? Did Mike Pence just stand and simp for Joe Biden? What's happening here? Man, it's getting complicated and strange and confusing. And we know what's actually happening here, and we'll break it down for you thusly. Mike Pence found classified documents. Why now? Why in this moment? Mike Pence has been out of office for over 2 years, 2.5 years. Mike Pence is very by the books, okay? Mike Pence is the guy standing in the corner during the party with his cup of unsweetened iced tea and his lemon. And he's staring at the ground, and he's staring at his shoelaces, and he's wondering when he can play checkers again against himself as he sings the sweet lullabies of the 1950s. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Pence is not some type of massive criminal. You can say a lot of things about him. But is he a traitor to Donald Trump? Well, he certainly has made a fool of himself. Mike Pence also not a liar, at least as far as we know. Christian man, trying to live the simple Christian life, right? Upstanding, bit of a stick in the mud. So what's the deal with Mike Pence? Why would he lie to ABC News? Here's the clip, ladies and gentlemen, of Mike Pence sitting presumably on a sack of classified documents in his own office, where the classified documents were found yesterday, telling ABC News' David Muir that he has absolutely no classified documents. What? It's weird. Go ahead and watch.
You take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Do you see any reason for anyone to take classified documents with them leaving the White House?
Well, there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area.
Well, there were classified documents, and they were in, as you report, an unprotected area.
Right. Okay, so we play that clip because that was Mike Pence going after Donald Trump, right? The interview there was to say that Donald Trump had done a bad, bad thing, and Orange Man did a very bad thing. Orange Man kept classified documents inside of his personal office. And what were the classified documents that Donald Trump kept in his personal office? Well, love letters from Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump sitting with his, you know, toes, big toes, pinky toes in the water, or the pool water at Mar-a-Lago, dreaming about Kim Jong-un, looking at the poem that he wrote him, Rocket Man playing, Elton John's Rocket Man playing ever so lightly in the breeze. Ladies and gentlemen, there's, of course, marked constitutional difference, which is that Mike Pence himself has no summary or plenary power of declassification. So Mike Pence having these documents is obviously an illegal thing. Donald Trump having those documents is not an illegal thing. This is established law. So you have some major issues here in color and grade. Apples and oranges. One of these things is not like the other. About a dozen classified documents were found in Mike Pence's personal office, despite his repeated denials. He had such information. Pence's lawyers discovered the material when conducting a search of Pence at Pence's request last week. The boxes were immediately returned over to the FBI and the Department of Justice. It was the third time that classified documents had been found in the private property of a recent president or vice president. comes as special counsels are investigating Joe Biden and Donald Trump for similar incidents. The bombshell discovery was revealed as President Biden's own crisis is escalating. What's going on here? We've got a couple of issues going on here simultaneously. One, these people are making idiots of themselves. That's Mike Pence lying to ABC News inside the office that he currently has classified documents in. Joe Biden did the exact same thing, you might recall. Joe Biden literally sitting on a case of classified documents in the Penn Biden Center for Chinese Grift, saying, I don't have any classified documents. What do you mean? These? Watch.
In 2018, Joe Biden addressed his access to classified information in an interview with me. This was in the context of Russia's interference in U.S. elections, and it was in that office, the Penn Biden Center.
I don't have access to classified information anymore. I don't get briefed every morning by the agency, as I did for 8 years.
So both are lies. Both are making mockeries and fools of these two men. And both, I personally believe, are the actions of an administrative state, a permanent state in Washington, D.C., that is wanting to select or choose who gets to run for president. So it's not just who wins the presidency, it's who gets to run for president is what's happening right now. Now, what was Mike Pence doing sicking his lawyers on his office and telling his lawyers to go comb through his office? There is one of two reasons why Mike Pence would do this. One, Mike Pence isn't under any criminal investigation. Mike Pence doesn't have to do this. Go get yourself a warrant, a-holes, right? If you want to go search Mike Pence's house. The reason why Mike Pence would send a lawyer in, again, a very expensive task and a menial task for any attorney, right? This is not a normal thing that an attorney does. I have an attorney. I don't tell him to go look through my closet. These are actions that are preparing for some type of terrible thing to happen to you. An indictment, a subpoena, the federal government looking into your your use of handling of classified information as Hillary Clinton did when she smashed her BlackBerries and bleach-bitted all of her servers. These are preemptive actions in order to prepare for something. Now, there's two explanations. Neither are great with Mike Pence here. Okay? A lot of people calling Mike Pence a traitor. Here's why. One, Mike Pence is doing this to make Donald Trump look bad. Mike Pence was ordered by the Biden DOJ, hey, Pence, go look through all of your documents and inform us as to the purity of you, the pure white driven snow, unless a fly has landed on your head. You, Mike Pence, will prove that nobody took classified documents other than Donald Trump. So go make Trump look bad. That's option number one as to why Mike Pence has classified documents. Option number two as to why Mike Pence has classified documents. Go make Joe Biden look good. I told you, you're not going to like either of them. By Mike Pence surfacing classified documents, he's taken the heat off of Joe Biden. And he's made this look like it's more of a widespread, simple mistake kind of thing. Because if somebody as pure-blooded, as pure in heart as Mike Pence can mistakenly take classified documents, then anyone can do it. And you remember, Joe Biden, our guy, he's just an old doofus. He's just an old fuddy-duddy. Good old scrapper Scranton Joe. He can, and anyone can take classified docs. Who knows? Could be you next time. You, the Walmart cashier, you could have a classified document hidden inside of your Big Gulp from 7-Eleven. Who knows? Both explanations, Mike Pence trying to make Joe Biden look good and normal, or that this is some type of systemic problem, or Mike Pence trying to make Donald Trump look bad. Both of those are bad. Both of those look terrible. And they don't reflect well on Mike Pence, because neither of those are very helpful to our movement. And neither of those are very helpful at the actual question here, which is, what was Joe Biden doing with classified documents? What were those classified documents used for? Why did Joe Biden have so many of them? And why did he always have them within striking distance of his cokehead kid who was using them to sell out America? Those are questions. To my knowledge, Mike Pence, who has a daughter and a son, none of those kids are on cocaine, crack, sex traffickers, doing deals in China. To my knowledge. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2023. How was 2022 on your finances? Probably not great. And it's not your fault. Our government is spending way too much money and giving that money to the dumbest people. They passed a $1.7 trillion omnibus package on Christmas Eve just to spite you, to insult you, and to tell you that they don't care about you. So maybe this is the year that you should start caring about your savings and securing your financial goals. When you've finally had enough of the games that the government is playing with your savings and retirements, you should diversify into gold, Birch Gold. I'm tired of my money being impacted by stupid decisions by our leaders in Washington. For over 5,000 years, gold has withstood inflation, geopolitical turmoil, stock market crashes, and here's the great news. You can get in now. In fact, you can own gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account today. Birch Gold makes it so easy to convert your IRA or 401k into precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Text the word Benny to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold. With almost 20 years experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metals, Birch Gold can help you. Text Benny to 989898 today and go gold in the new year 2023. So exactly what is Mike Pence doing here? Well, it's not good. Tucker Carlson asked a similar question last night. Listen.
So here's the latest example of unexplained weirdness in the news. Mike Pence, of all people, has just swooped in to save Joe Biden. Yes, Mike Pence, a man so flamboyantly pure he won't have dinner with ladies, not his wife. And yet Mike Pence also had secret documents in his house, just like Joe Biden. Bet you didn't see that coming. It wasn't so long ago that Pence was on television saying he was sure he had no classified documents in his possession. He said that a few times. Then just days ago, Mike Pence sent his personal attorney to search his family's home in Carmel, Indiana, for classified documents. Now, if Mike Pence didn't think he had classified documents, why would he send his lawyer to go look for classified documents? We can't say for certain, but it's entirely possible. In fact, it's likely that Mike Pence was asked to do this by federal prosecutors who are trying to build a case against his old boss, Donald Trump. Now, the point would be to show that not every federal official walks off with state secrets. Donald Trump was uniquely evil in that regard, as in so many others. See, Mike Pence didn't do it.
Yes, but in so doing, Mike Pence has sabotaged a current news cycle about Joe Biden that was very, very important, which is Joe Biden's unique mishandling of classified documents for his own family's grift, for his own family's padding of their bank accounts with foreign cash, Chinese yen, Russian rubles, Ukrainian whatever they use in Ukraine, Bursima bucks. This was particularly bad in the case of Joe Biden, but he has taken the heat off. He has given Joe Biden an exit door. Look, Mike Pence did it. And Mike Pence goes to church. Mike Pence actually believes the things that Christians are supposed to believe. Not Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't. Joe Biden believes in child sacrifice. But Mike Pence believes that. He's an actual Christian, right? So, and if Mike Pence can do it, the pure driven snow guy with hair like the texture of a polar bear, well, then anyone can do it, you see? And Joe Biden is innocent then. It's just a fuddy-duddy old mistake from Elmer Fudd in the, you know, Oval Office. Tucker Carlson came to the conclusion that this is not helpful. Watch.
So if that was the plan, and we suspect that it was, it backfired spectacularly because Mike Pence's lawyer promptly discovered classified documents. He immediately loaded these documents into his car and drove them back to Washington to hand them over to authorities. Mike Pence, meanwhile, not only notified the National Archives about these new documents, he also called the FBI, and then he called leaders of both parties in Congress, which is odd, because what Mike Pence did was a felony. We've heard that again and again. Keeping classified documents at home unsecured is a felony. But Pence didn't seem embarrassed about it at all. In fact, he almost bragged about it. So clearly, Mike Pence is not worried about being punished for keeping secret documents in his home. And that's strange in a country where all laws are supposed to apply equally to all people. But Mike Pence is not worried about FBI raids. And that's interesting. Maybe someday we'll learn why.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of things here. If Mike Pence said many, many times on the news he didn't have any classified documents, why did he send his lawyers in to search for classified documents? I'm aware that I have no dead hookers in the trunk of my car. Okay, I can tell you that right now. The FBI and all the king's horses and all the king's men can go in and search the trunk of my car. I am aware, to use a rash metaphor here, but whatever, let's just grab one out of the ether, that doesn't exist in my life, okay? Love my wife, love my family. That's not a vice that your boy Benny has, okay? So you can search all you want. I ain't going to preemptively send my lawyer to go search for indebted hookers, okay? Because I'm just fully aware that will be a giant waste of their time. All right? Not a vice that I have. Not a perfect guy. Not a thing that I do. Not a problem for me. Okay? Maybe for your crazy uncle in Wisconsin. I don't know. Maybe that's just you. But not me. So, you don't send lawyers to go search for things you didn't do. When you flatly go on national television and tell people you don't do it. And then more importantly, like, what is Mike Pence doing, like, groveling to Hakeem Jeffries? He's called the party that leaders of both parties. So Mike Pence is groveling to Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries about doing this? Begging for forgiveness? Dude, what does Mike Pence know that we don't know? And more importantly, and this is the real question, why did he do this? He's announcing this. He didn't have to go search his house. Okay? Get a subpoena. Jackasses, if you want to go search Mike Pence's house. Mike Pence preemptively searched it and is making a big to-do. He's like pledging fealty, kissing the ring, groveling, making this news cycle now about him. So he's either doing this to help out Joe Biden or he's doing it to hurt Donald Trump. One or the other. Donald Trump had this to say on Truth Social, saying that Mike Pence is a great dude. Mike Pence is an innocent man. He never did anything wrong in his life. Leave him alone. Hey. Listen, we're just asking questions. We're just asking questions, okay? Why is Mike Pence doing this? Because it's leading to this real bad thread that's suddenly happening inside of the absent invertebrate conservatives, spine absent, linguine spined, zero testosterone conservatives like Lindsey Graham. It's leading to this like sort of, maybe Joe Biden isn't so bad sort of thing. Every single Joe Biden apologist and simp in our party is suddenly being like, oh, actually, it's just classified documents. Listen.
What are your national security questions?
Same thing for Trump. I mean, why did you do it? What were in the documents? How were they held? Who had access to them? Let me just say this. I've known President Biden for a long time. I don't think there's, I would be shocked if there's anything sinister.
Oh, really? You'd be shocked if there's anything sinister. Next story! Hunter Biden email reads like a classified document. Should be compared with Wilmington files, according to Miranda Devine. Now, we have been covering this. We thought this was absolutely shocking. On Monday, we covered this story, but we've been able to review Hunter Biden's laptop and see his emails and see the man's evil predations, and along with many other sick and illegal activities that exist on the laptop, is an email that reads directly like a classified document. It reads like somebody who works at the State Department using official terminology, using diplomatic speak, something that Hunter Biden doesn't use because Hunter Biden was a cocaine and crack addict. He'd been kicked out of the Navy during this time. Hunter Biden is on record using extremely sophisticated and correct 22-point opinions. Does this look like a Hunter Biden email? This is Hunter Biden emailing his partners in crime in his Burisma deal about what American foreign policy will be in Ukraine with Russian aggression back in 2014 when Russia was intending on invading Crimea and taking over large parts of Ukraine, and they ended up doing this. And then what America's official stance would be and how that would affect his business. This seems like an incredibly sophisticated thing for crackhead to know and to write for his no-show job. Now, we've covered this ad nauseum. But if Lindsey Graham is going to sit there and he's going to posit that there's nothing malicious inside of these emails because he's known Joe Biden, you know, he knows Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, like, part of the good calling sign of a criminal, like a legitimate criminal, like a mafia boss, right, is that these guys go and donate to the police foundation, right? if you're a mafia boss, you go in, you ever watch The Godfather? I mean, you ever like read the John Gotti story? You go and you make a donation to a local hospital or charity or an orphanage. You get your name slapped on one of the buildings at the school. This is a classic thing. It's like we are led by the dumbest possible people. DC attracts the stupidest individuals, the weakest men, the weakest, lowest T individual. Lindsey Graham, chiefly among them. DC attracts those people. They're so weak. And they can't see what the rest of us are seeing here. And they're like, oh, I once had ice cream with Joe Biden. He's my buddy. What's going on with this email? Well, Tucker, again, reinforced the fact that this is a email that was clearly a classified briefing that Joe Biden handed to his cokehead kid for his no-show job in Ukraine to bag that money. And then, of course, to give Joe Biden half of it. It's the biggest graft and corruption of our time. So shut up, Lindsey Graham. Watch.
This email bears no resemblance to anything else we have that Hunter Biden has ever written. In fact, it sounded like something produced by the State Department. There's no question that Hunter Biden used classified materials to assemble this email. Listen carefully. Quote, the strategic value is to create a land bridge for RU to Crimea, he writes at one point. Notice he uses the diplomatic abbreviation for Russia, RU, because he's in the know. Quote, that won't directly affect Burisma Holdings, but it will limit future UK exploration and utilization of offshore opportunities in particular. It will also, Hunter Biden added, quote, further destabilize the UK nationally and for whatever government is in power, and the US will respond with even stronger sanctions. Those sanctions will threaten the tenuous support of the EU, which does not have the political will to incur steep energy price increases, and so on. Now, keep in mind, if you're wondering, is this plausible? Keep in mind that when he wrote this email, Hunter Biden was an active drug addict. Just 2 months before he wrote this, 2 months, in February of 2014, he'd been thrown out of the Navy for cocaine use. He couldn't even stay sober long enough to pass a scheduled drug test.
So Miranda Devine of the New York Post deserves, like, if we had a just world, she'd be winning a Pulitzer Prize right now. She'd be getting the prize for actual journalism on a verified, bloody political glove of our time, O.J. Simpson level, leaving your DNA on a bloody glove at a crime scene. Her investigation into the Hunter Biden laptop is the most important work that can be done right now journalistically. Because being a journalist means that you make powerful people uncomfortable and then you reveal truth that they may not want you to know. And the truth that so many in Washington don't want you to know about is the existence of the crimes on the Hunter Biden laptop. Miranda Devine on Tucker Carlson talking about this specific email and how it is the smoking gun between the classified document scandal, why Joe Biden was hoovering, squirreling away and hoarding classified documents, and its direct connection to Biden family grift. Miranda, take it away.
Tell us how different this is, this email, from everything else you saw on the laptop.
Hi, Tucker. Look, this email is like nothing else that Hunter has written in the entire 9 years covered by the laptop. It is extremely long, 1,300 words. It's very detailed, very well informed, well written. It reads like an official document, even it reads like a classified document. There's information in there that's not readily available. He sounds very knowledgeable and very breezy about it. And you have to remember that this is at a time a month before he joined the Burisma board. He needed money desperately and because to feed his drug habit, and they were going to pay him $83,000 a month to do not very much. And obviously they were paying for his proximity to his father, and he was showing, as he never did again, his value to them. And of course, having access to classified information would make his price much higher. So that's sort of the motive for it. The other thing about it is that it's very easy, I think, for the special counsel, Robert Hur, to immediately just clear up whether or not Hunter had access to classified information by just cross-matching that email and other information on the laptop with the information in those classified documents that have been discovered at five different locations.
Feel like it, but you live inside of the most powerful nation the Earth has ever known. No single nation has had more firepower and economic power and cultural power on this planet. America is uniquely positioned to change the fates of any nation on Earth, including China. If we ended our dealings with China, if we put a tariff on China, as Donald Trump was going to do and did, well, it would collapse that country. China's a straw house. You kick in the door, it falls in. It's actually falling in right now. So if you had classified information about what America, the America hegemony, was going to do in policy reactions to certain international disagreements or agitations or aggressions, well, that would be extremely valuable information. That actually would merit $85,000 a month. That would merit millions of dollars a year in salary for a guy like Hunter Biden. That alone would be enough for you to get your crack cocaine filled fingers, grubby little fingers on daddy's documents, and to ship them off. Remember, in that same email, Hunter Biden asked for a burner phone. Does this look like something that someone's on the up and up is doing? The very last point is, why don't you go get a burner phone? Buy a cell phone from a 7-Eleven or a CVS, and I'll do the same. So we can delete the evidence of what we're doing here. Does that sound like somebody who's on the straight and narrow? No. This is the price of Hunter Biden. This was what the gig was. This is what was happening. This was the crime. And so real Republicans who have real balls in their shorts are asking questions about this. A little iron in the spine here. Biden's 2,000 boxes and 400 gigabytes of digital records from 36 years in the Senate should be searched for classified documents. Watchdog groups demand. Ted Cruz also demanding this. Why? Well, because all you have to do is match up the classified document. All you need to do, Hunter Biden, plagiarist, takes the classified document, the entire Biden family plagiarists, right? Joe Biden had to drop out of like five presidential races because he plagiarized like speeches. He told like some old Irish guy's story as his own. Said some old Irish politician's story as like his own story. All Hunter Biden's doing is copying and pasting the classified documents. So find the original document. That's all you have to do. Find the original document from Foggy Bottom, from the State Department, and then you just need to match it up with Hunter's. Miranda Devine saying that it should be easy for authorities to discern whether Hunter had access to Obama-Biden-era classified materials, considering whether Special Counsel Robert Hur could cross-match the email with information on the laptop for information found inside of the University of Pennsylvania facility. Devine added it would be a prudent step for Hur, who is the special counsel looking into Joe Biden's classified document information, to just match the documents up. That's all you have to do. So search the documents, ladies and gentlemen. Several watchdog groups are calling for Joe Biden's records for Senate years to be searched for classified documents, among other tranches of material found at the Wilmington, Delaware home. There's also calls for a search of his Rehoboth, Delaware beach home. Biden's personal attorney searched the home, but said no classified material is there. Weird how they're allowing personal attorneys to go search. They didn't ever give Trump this ability. They're allowing all the personal attorneys to go through and search these places to taint crime scenes, to destroy evidence, to give them a chance to do whatever they wish. They're, of course, they're all doing this in order to get ahead of Republican subpoenas in the House, clearly. The FBI needs to search the entire 14,000 square foot Penn Biden Center where classified documents were found by his private attorney, searching only Biden's private office, says NLPC counsel Paul Kelmar. That is the National Legal Policy Center, who is asking for the special counsel, Robert Hur, to go through the material and also to search Biden's Rehoboth home. Biden is spending the weekend. Expect that Rehoboth home search, I think, will happen this weekend. Biden is spending the weekend at Camp David, wartime footing. People are resigning in Joe Biden's office, and we'll get to, I think, the next resignation, which will be Karine Jean-Pierre, She's clearly in total and complete surrender and retreat right now. Boy, it was a pathetic, pathetic briefing yesterday. White House won't say if Biden is okay with search of University of Delaware documents trove. That's weird. I thought this were the most transparent administration in American history. How many times do we ever hear this? Joe Biden's the most popular president in American history. This is the most transparent administration in American history. Okay. Release the documents. Open up the Biden files. Let's do a cross search also of the sexual assault allegations from Tara Reid in the Joe Biden docs. I mean, clearly this would be an easy way to disprove those allegations, right? You just open up the documents. Curious that they won't let these documents be open. Senator Ted Cruz called for a search of Biden after Biden's FBI Friday hunt through his home turned up sensitive items dating back to his Senate years. That's curious. So a sitting senator is saying this is not the kind of stuff that happens. Ted Cruz doing what Republicans should be doing now. Shame on you, Lindsey Graham. You absolute cretinous coward.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Watch Ted Cruz asking the real questions.
But the next steps, there are two big next steps. Number one, we need to finish examining what other classified documents Joe Biden has failed to keep secure. That means that the FBI needs to search. There are over 1,850 boxes of documents from Biden's tenure in the Senate that are at the University of Delaware. I believe the FBI should search all of those 1,850 boxes of documents to determine if there are classified materials there. But additionally, I believe the FBI needs to search the residences of Hunter Biden and any business offices of Hunter Biden to determine if there are classified materials there. Because if these classified materials in particular implicate Burisma, Ukraine, Communist China, payments going to Hunter Biden or Joe Biden's brother or the Biden family, then this shifts from a political problem to a very serious problem of criminal liability.
So there's Ted Cruz asking the real questions, which is how much of this classified information wound up in the hands of Hunter Biden's business partners, possibly the Communist Chinese? How much of this is actually traitorous? How much of this is just international espionage, the Biden family selling out America because they hate this country, because they're betting on our enemies instead of America? They think that this ship is sinking, and so they might as well take all the brass and all the gold off the knobs and get off the lifeboats while we still got them. That's why the Bidens were in league with China to sell American energy to China. They were betting on China, not America. Ted Cruz answering and asking the right questions. Also, the right questions were asked at the White House. The White House has a new line on questions concerning this because it's been such a dumpster fire. Karine Jean-Pierre is no longer allowed to comment. Karine Jean-Pierre lied multiple times saying that all of the documents had been found. There would be no more documents. Whoo, baby. It was brutal yesterday. So now Karine Jean-Pierre is like a, you know, is like a sad, abused, like broken person who's just going to put her head down and just repeat the same things time and time again, just draw on the chalkboard time and time again. Please see the special, please see the White House counsel for any questions on this. Karine Jean-Pierre on the University of Delaware documents that Ted Cruz is calling for. Let's ask her. What does she say?
Second question is regarding a comment from Senator Ted Cruz. He's calling for a search of President Biden's Senate records at the University of Delaware for potentially classified information. Those records reportedly include about 1,850 boxes of documents, as well as 415 gigabytes of electronic files. Does President Biden have any objection to such a search?
When it comes to the documents and this ongoing legal matter, I refer you to the White House Counsel's Office.
Okay, the White House Counsel's Office. When I get used to that. You're about to see, we play a lot of cringe alerts for cringe Jean Pierre. Sorry, I mispronounced her name. It's cringe Jean Pierre. Let me say that. Let me read that correctly. Let me read it as she would. It's cringe Jean Pierre. Cringe Jean Pierre had a new line when it comes to her getting absolutely bodied by Peter Ducey day after day after day. I mean, it is like WWE. She is like the heel. And now, of course, the corporate media is turning on there, and they can't have that happen because the corporate media is the only reason they ran the presidency. The presidential race for Joe Biden was run by the corporate press. They can't have everyone turning on cringe Jean Pierre. And so she now has, again, she puts her head down and she writes on the chalkboard every single question. It's humiliating. This is a true deserving cringe alert for cringe Jean Pierre. Watch.
Thanks, Green. After a special counsel was named, but before the FBI searched, President Biden went to his house in Wilmington. What was he doing in there?
I would refer you to the White House counsel office.
So it was something relating to this case?
I would refer you to the White House counsel's office.
Okay. Do you think that this story was leaked by someone trying to bruise the president politically ahead of a re-election announcement?
I would refer you to the White House counsel's office, as they've been the ones who've been closely involved.
Okay. More basically, we know the president did it. Why did he do it?
I would refer you to the White House counsel's office.
In the president's own words, he admits to having information that wasn't his. Why did he smuggle it out?
I will let the statement of the president stand for itself. I'm just not going to go into a rabbit hole, down a rabbit hole with you on this.
Why did he not tell you about it?
Do you see that people like screaming at her? Like people are actually like screaming at her. You have like a 4-year old, like so my brother and sister-in-law were visiting and their kids are older than mine and they're like really like annoying ages, okay? Like 6 and 4. And so they have some real smart mouths, okay? And they're the age where, like, if you tell them to do something, they'll be like, why? Or if you're like, you're annoying, they'll be like, I know you are, but what am I? This is the game that cringe Jean Pierre is now reduced to playing from the White House podium. The voice of the president. I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? This is cringe Jean Pierre. Now, she is reduced to essentially like 6-year-old schoolyard tactics with the press corps. And it is degrading and it is humiliating. And cringe Jean Pierre was asked, hey, are you inviting more FBI raids of Biden properties? It didn't go well. Watch.
Has the president invited the Justice Department to search his Rehoboth Beach house?
Again, I would refer you to the White House counsel's office, who have been regularly in touch with all of you, answering these questions about this legal ongoing matter. I just don't have anything to share.
I know you are, but what am I? It's so humiliating. It's so embarrassing. They know they're losing people on this. Joe Manchin destroyed Biden on this. Joe Manchin might switch parties or run as an independent because the Democrat Party is so unpopular inside of West Virginia. How Joe Manchin has survived this long, I can't tell you. Also, Kristen Sinema is facing a challenger from the Democrat side in Arizona. So we'll see. That could potentially be 2 Senate pickups for Republicans if they play their cards right. But Mitch McConnell's in charge and we can't have nice things. So who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, Ro Khanna, who's one of the more interesting members of Congress. He is a Democrat from California, but he's also somebody who, for instance, is on the Twitter files, like flaming Twitter for banning the Hunter Biden laptop story. I mean, seems like a guy who has some of his mooring correct here is saying, look, we need to understand why the Chinese government was paying so much money to the Penn Biden Center. Huh? What? We thought it was only our show and like Tucker Carlson who were asking these questions. But here's a Democrat from California asking the same ones. This is why the White House needs this scandal to go away and why Karine Jean-Pierre refuses to talk about it.
Congressman, what about the potential connections with China here and the tens of millions of dollars that China gave to the University of Pennsylvania at the same time these classified documents were sitting in the Penn Biden Center?
Well, we need to look at that. We need to know what the facts are. Who was the money coming from? Was it coming from private individuals? Was it coming from people with ties to the Chinese Communist Party? What was the purpose of the funding? Was it connected in any way to the Penn Center? I mean, we can't just have two facts out there without a deeper investigation of all the facts. But if you're asking, should all the facts come out? Of course they should.
Okay, so here's some facts for you. The Chinese government sent tens of millions of dollars through this defunct energy company. By the way, it's only defunct because they needed to cover it all up because they needed to get Joe into office. Ladies and gentlemen, they sent tens of millions of dollars to the Biden family. They shared an office. Jill and Joe Biden had keys to that office inside of the House of Sweden. We've showed you their website. We've talked you through all of this. What was the Chinese government doing funding the Penn Biden Center? What was the Chinese government getting in return for this? I'm not sure if you're familiar or know any members of the Chinese Communist Party, but they don't just stroke tens of millions of dollar checks to people for nothing. They were getting something out of this deal. They are particularly stingy people and very tight-lipped and particularly like tight-wadded over there. Why are they doing this? What were they giving to the Bidens? Why did Hunter Biden fly with his dad on Air Force Two to go mint business deals in China? You paid for that, by the way, American taxpayer. What the hell was going on? You also paid for Joe Biden to fly over to Ukraine and get the prosecutor fired that was looking into his son. It's so evil. It's so corrupt. It is overwhelming to actually think about. And you have to keep your eye on the prize. Peter Schweitzer, one of the best investigative reporters, keeping his eye on the prize yesterday, saying, do not miss the China connection here. Do not miss the fact, you know, this Mike Pence. Mike Pence did it, so it must be okay. Don't lose sight. Eye on the ball. This is about the Biden family corruption, okay? Now, if Mike Pence has multi-billion dollar deals in China and Ukraine and Russia, then let's go put him in jail too. I don't care. But right now, we know that Joe Biden does that. And we know that Joe Biden has lied about this. So let's not lose sight of it. Peter Schweitzer, the Government Accountability Institute's head contributor, talking to our friend Charlie Kirk yesterday, saying exactly that.
I mean, to me, the Biden document scandal is sort of the typical bureaucratic approach by which is basically avoiding the bigger scandal and going off on this little sort of technicality. So what do I mean? We have now known for quite some time, it's not been disputed, it's clear in corporate records, financial records from China and Hong Kong elsewhere, that the Biden family got some $31 million from four Chinese businessmen, beginning when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. And those four Chinese businessmen who gave these tens of millions of dollars to the Bidens all have links to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. One of them, who Hunter Biden on the laptop calls the super chairman, his name is Che Feng. At the same time he was pouring money into the coffers of the Biden family, was business partners with the vice minister of state security, with responsible for foreign espionage. And now you have the document scandal erupt, and the issue is really over the handling of classified material. I'm not meaning to minimize this, Charlie, but from the standpoint of the larger scandals facing the Biden family, it is relatively minor.
Those are real questions. The real questions are this. Why did the Biden family decide to sell out America? You know, you could have invested in American energy. You could have stood up for American interests. Instead, they decided to sell wholesale our energy and our resources to the Chinese. They decided to sell wholesale classified documents to the Ukrainians and to anyone who would bid for them, people from Azerbaijan, Tajikistan. The billionaires that are in charge of Moscow were putting millions of dollars into Hunter Biden's bank account. Why has nobody asked those questions? Why? Well, we have an answer for you. Because the people who are in charge of our intelligence committee had no intelligence at all. The people previously in charge of our intelligence committee are themselves Chinese assets. Adam Schiff, speaking of Chinese ass, Eric Swalwell. And these people have now been banned from these committees. And ladies and gentlemen, is our pigs flying? Are snowballs being thrown in hell? I don't know. You're going to make me do a segment on how much McCarthy is doing well in this position? I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we call balls and strikes around here, okay? We chop wood. And ladies and gentlemen, people are getting chopped from the Intel Committee. These two known liars, scumbags, and people are clearly in bed, literally and metaphorically, with communist Chinese. McCarthy has kicked Reps Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar off the committee, stripped them of their assignments to the House Intel Committee. Well done. It's disappointing but not surprising that Kevin McCarthy has capitulated to the right wing of his caucus, said Schiff. Liar. Also, human watermelon hybrid. Statement. The statements are the latest exchange and ongoing tiff between McCarthy and three Democrats that he removed from the committee assignments for lying. You're not going to make me do it. You're not going to make me play incredibly based clip of McCarthy, are you? Yes, of course I will, because I love you. And I will send you, I will give you all of the pertinent information that you need to know. And of course, I'll state right here, far and away, I was against McCarthy's speakership on a base meritocracy. He is now speaker. He went through the fire. He walked through the coals. He burned his feet. He got licked by the flames. And the Freedom Caucus, I think, might have hardened him like iron. Listen to McCarthy yesterday on kicking Adam Schiff off of the Intel Committee. Does this sound like the Kevin McCarthy you know? Holy smokes, watch.
What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians. When he knew different, when he knew the intel, if you talk to John Radcliffe, DNI, he came out ahead of time and says there's no intel to prove that, and he used his position as chairman, knowing he has information the rest of America does not, and lied to the American public. When a whistleblower came forward, he said he did not know the individual, even though his staff had met with him and set it up. So no, he does not have a right to sit on that. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with these, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on intel because it goes to the national security of America. And I will always put them first, all right?
Who put gunpowder in Kevin McCarthy's Cheerios? I want to know. Who put extra levels of testosterone in his golden grams? I want to know. I want to thank that person. Because Kevin McCarthy yesterday was a totally different person. Again, trial by fire. Very beautiful thing. He owned reporters. I mean, just destroyed reporters asking about Eric Swalwell getting stripped of committee assignments. For your viewing pleasure, watch based Kevin McCarthy.
And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the intel committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy. They brought it to the works of the leaders. I've got that briefing. So I do not believe he should sit on there, that committee. And I believe there's 200 other Democrats that can serve on that committee.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Dude, Kevin McCarthy going in on Bang Bang Fang Fang. Not the way that Eric Swalwell went in on her. Eric Swalwell definitely crapping himself, as he's known to do, on national TV when seeing that clip. And now officially stripped of his committee assignments. So they can cry and bitch and moan all they want. They're not getting these committee assignments. And good on Kevin McCarthy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give credit where credit is due. Seems like there is a new mood in Washington, D.C. There are people who actually are giving a little bit of an iron spine to our side. One of them joins me now, Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project, who is absolutely the best lawyer in the country. Mike Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Are you the best lawyer or are you the most based lawyer, Mike?
Neither, but you know what? I'll take the credit for it.
You are the most based lawyer. Okay, so talk to us. You've been number one on this article scandal, and I've been wanting to get you on. You're tough booking these days because you are someone who actually understands the Constitution, understands the summary power of declassification, and maybe with this Mike Pence news, you could talk to me about the difference between a vice president and a president having classified documents.
Yeah, so presidents of the United States, including Trump, have the absolute constitutional power as commander-in-chief to declassify any document they want, and they have the absolute statutory power under the Presidential Records Act to take their presidential records when they leave office, classified or not. Contrast that with vice presidents, including Biden and Pence. They have none of those powers. The Espionage Act deals with the mishandling of classified materials. That the Espionage Act applies to everyone else on the planet except the president of the United States, because the power to classify and declassify flows from the president's constitutional power as commander-in-chief. So it is legally impossible for President Trump to have violated the Espionage Act by taking his presidential records to the office of the former president in Mar-a-Lago when he left office. That is expected. That's why Congress gives former presidents office space, secure office space called SCIFs, federally funded staff with security clearances, lifetime Secret Service protection. Contrast that with VPs. They don't get any of that. They get Secret Service protection for up to 6 months. And so there was a 2.5-year gap where former Vice President Joe Biden did not have Secret Service protection after he left the vice presidency and before he became a major presidential candidate. So during that time, he had at least 5 sets of classified records going back to his vice presidency, even going back to his time in the Senate as the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He had at least 5 sets of classified records in several personal locations. His abandoned office at Penn Biden, 101 Constitution Avenue Northwest, this Chinese-funded University of Pennsylvania, fake professorship for Joe Biden. He had documents in his garage next to his Corvette. He even admitted to Peter Ducey that he knew they were there. So that shows his criminal intent. And then he had documents in his personal library in Wilmington office. So the FBI, the Biden Justice Department, have had this extraordinarily cozy relationship with Biden. They have this secret agreement between Biden and Garland where they were going to work together with Biden, Biden's White House attorneys, Biden's personal attorneys with the Garland Justice Department, cover this up, sweep this under the rug. Biden claims he turned this over to the Justice Department immediately. That's not true. He turned it over to his politically appointed head of the National Archives. It wasn't until the Inspector General of the National Archives got wind of this and turned it over to the Biden Justice Department. Otherwise, we never would have heard about this. This is a complete cover-up by Attorney General Merrick Garland and President Biden. And I strongly encourage House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan to stop tweeting and start issuing subpoenas. We need to get Merrick Garland in the hot seat in front of the House Judiciary Committee. And so he can explain how he has this politicized, weaponized Justice Department that goes after President Trump with this home raid, unprecedented, unnecessary, and lawful home raid against former President Trump, high profile home raid for Trump's lawful possession of his presidential records under the Presidential Records Act versus Biden's clearly illegal possession of Obama's presidential records, along with classified materials before that when Biden was the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. And this is what's so important about this, Ben, is look, Miranda Devine just came out and exposed this 22-point email that Hunter Biden wrote back in 2014 that shows that Hunter Biden had access to these stolen classified records on Ukraine in order to make Biden and his family millions of dollars off of this.
So there's so much to unpack there. I suppose we should start with one of your last points, which a lot of people don't quite put together. These are Obama's documents. So when the National Archivist comes out and is like, no, Obama's, you know, is so pure and he's so innocent. These are actually Obama documents. And these are from the Obama administration. So these are mishandling of documents from the Obama administration. Of course, Joe Biden has no right to keep these. But ultimately, doesn't the buck stop there?
Yeah, I mean, this is, yes, absolutely. President Obama is in charge of his presidential records. They were stolen by Vice President Joe Biden during the Obama presidency, stolen many times and put in many different locations and moved many times after Biden left office. People are saying, oh, this is inadvertent. This is a mistake. It happens all the time. That is absolutely not true. Former Vice President Biden had to have moved these several times. He moved them on January 20th, 2017, when he left the Obama White House. He moved them again in February 2018, when he opened that Penn Biden office. They moved it. They probably moved again from there, and they were in personal locations. And so he had access to these in personal locations. The Biden Justice Department just threw a woman in prison who took classified documents, she worked for the military. She took classified documents from her permanent work location in Hawaii to a temporary work location, and she didn't use the secure classified pouch. She went to prison for this. So they take this mishandling of classified materials very, very seriously. Except, of course, if you're a Democrat, if you're Hillary Clinton with your home server of our nation's most highly classified secrets that clearly got hacked by foreign governments, and then she destroyed the server and hard drives when she got caught. Or if you're Joe Biden, you can just say, oh, it was in my garage next to my Corvette, everything's secure. Let's put aside the fact that there's clear evidence that the Biden family, Hunter, Joe, James, Jill, were all on Ukrainian and Chinese oligarchs' payrolls during this time when they had access to this classified material. And what did this classified material deal with? It dealt with Ukraine. What a coincidence.
They're so stupid. And, you know, they're such idiot criminals. But, I don't think that you could say the same thing about Barack Obama. I mean, is this why he's silent on this? I kind of want to drill down on this point, because people, it's Biden's documents. It's not Biden's documents. It's Obama's documents. All documents pursuant to the Obama administration are Obama's. And so this is a clear mishandling of Obama's documents, actually, whether it be for malevolence and making Joe Biden and the criminal enterprise of the Biden family money, fine. But is this perhaps why you don't see Barack Obama say a single word in defense of Joe Biden here?
Well, what's yes, that's correct. These are Obama's presidential records. Any document created or received by the Obama White House are Obama's presidential records, classified or not, right? So what's very interesting, Ben, is that Obama could actually come out here and save Biden's butt by saying, I told then Vice President Joe Biden he can take these classified records with him to his home. And if Obama would say that, it is legally impossible for Biden to have committed any crime here. But short of that, it is smoking gun evidence. There is smoking gun evidence that Biden violated the Espionage Act. And it's not just some ticky-tacky technical violation. Oh, he forgot to turn it in when he left the vice presidency, and it was just in boxes that weren't opened. There is very clear evidence from Miranda Devine that they used this highly classified intel on Ukraine illegally to make millions of dollars for the Biden family.
Can you talk us through the criminal penalties of doing something like that? Because as we covered in the show a little bit earlier in our A block, all you have to do is match up the document. Clearly, Hunter Biden just did a copy paste job here from Foggy Bottom and just transferred a State Department document over to his work email and then told his buddy to get a burner phone, right? Which is what you always do. This is how you and I end every private conversation, right, Mike? Like, oh, by the way, Mike, go to 7-Eleven and get a burner phone so that we can talk. This is clearly not what innocent people do, but perhaps you can identify for us what criminal statutes are being broken, what ends up happening to people who do this kind of stuff. And this clearly, like, I mean, this is like worse. This is like Edward Snowden, Julian Assange. Like, these people are, they're trying to put these people in Guantanamo Bay.
Well, I mean, Hunter Biden, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He could have asked for a burner phone for crack or prostitutes. Maybe maybe it wasn't for espionage. But who knows? It's one of those three: crack, prostitutes, or espionage. And so none of those are good. None of those are good for Hunter Biden or the Biden family. This is clear espionage. They're taking stolen, classified intelligence, classified documents, and they're using it in this 22-point email. You think Hunter Biden has become an expert in the geopolitics of Ukraine all of a sudden? You can't even get out of a crack den and get prostitutes out of his house. But, you know, when he's the second he shoos away the prostitutes and hides the crack pipe, he becomes an expert on Ukraine geopolitics.
That's how it works. Yeah.
So they stole classified material here, and they used this to get the Burisma contract that Hunter Biden had zero background in, other than the fact that his dad had access to this highly classified information as Obama's point person on Ukraine. And if the Biden Justice Department just lets this go, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, because we clearly have two systems of justice in America, one for the ruling elite, one for the rest of us. But this is, if it's not just ticky-tacky, oops, I imagine Pence, look, it doesn't give an excuse for Pence, but I imagine Pence had a bunch of boxes of classified of his records as vice president in boxes. And he's such a Boy Scout. When he found out about Biden having these, he probably had his lawyers go search the boxes. They have probably never been opened, never been used. And they found these classified documents. It's still a violation of the Espionage Act. You can't have these presidential records, but it there are different levels of violation. And when you're possessing, yeah, that's bad. If you're actually using the intel for your personal gain, that takes it to a whole new level.
I would like to sort of re-ask this question, perhaps with a little less monologuing. They want to put Julian Assange and Edward Snowden in the electric chair for espionage, for essentially taking classified documents and revealing them for personal gain or for whatever, right? I don't know Edward Snowden. I don't know Julian Assange. But you're going to have to prove to me how this is any different. You're going to have to prove to me. I mean, this is what they got the Rosenbergs for, right? Back in the day, selling classified secrets to the Russians for personal gain. Did not the Rosenbergs get they got money from the Russians to get America's classified secrets, right? So Mike, you're a lawyer, clearly much smarter than me. Maybe you can explain to me, like as you would a child, like how is this any different?
There's a difference between treason and espionage. They're both very serious national security crimes. Espionage is where you mishandle or misuse classified information, whether it's for personal gain or for whatever. But you line in your pockets like the Biden has. Treason is where you sell out your country, right? And so if you're using classified material and you're giving it to our political enemies to sell out our country, that's treason. It's also espionage, but it's a higher level of a national security crime. In addition to espionage, you can charge them with treason. So I'm not seeing how the Biden case gets to the level of treason, but it's certainly espionage. It's certainly serious national security felonies. It certainly would have the FBI kicking down doors. If this were anyone else other than a Democrat president, they would be kicking down doors and getting this materials. Instead, Biden has a deal that's been reported in the Washington Post and the New York Times, where Biden has this cozy deal with Garland, where they're just going to quietly go gather these documents. They found these documents more than 2 months ago. Contrast what they did with Trump versus what they did with Biden. They sent in the FBI, a huge FBI team to Mar-a-Lago, a high-profile raid. They took pictures. They sent the pictures around the world of the outer folders of the classified documents. These are all materials that President Trump was allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act. He's allowed to have all of those documents in the heavily guarded, heavily secured office of the former president in Mar-a-Lago. Biden was not allowed to have any of these documents that he had, any of these classified documents. They're stolen classified records. They're stolen presidential records from Obama. And just contrast how they covered it up for 2 months. They let Biden's lawyers do the first four searches. They didn't even have the FBI do the searches. They let Biden's people do it. They let Biden
take
crime scenes. They let Biden go stay in his beach home in Delaware. They still haven't even searched his beach home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. They let Biden stay in his home and taint the crime scene in Wilmington. This is outrageous what Merrick Garland and the Biden Justice Department have done to cover up for their boss, President Biden. And the special counsel, Robert Hur, needs to get moving on this. And Jim Jordan on the House Judiciary Committee needs to start issuing subpoenas to Merrick Garland and others to get to the bottom of this. They're going to say, oh, you can't interfere with an investigation. Covering up for your boss is not a legitimate investigation. If it's a cover up for your boss, you're part of the crime.
So you're saying that he could be charged with obstruction of justice here. He could be charged for the cover up as well, which is, of course, you know, how they got Nixon. I guess I have a two-parter for you, Mike, and this will be my final question. But number one, you know, I'm standing on my doorstep, bloody hands with a knife, you know, and there's a report of a murder in my house. The cops don't give me like a couple of months to chill and to figure things out and to walk in and out with soap and water. And this seems like that's exactly what they've given the Bidens. And they've given it to the Bidens as soon as Republicans got the gavel. As soon as Republicans have subpoena power, suddenly the Bidens have this carte blanche to go and whitewash anything that they don't want Republicans to get their hands on with a congressional subpoena. Number two is, will we see Merrick Garland sitting there testifying? I mean, will we see that happen? Will the Bannon rule apply? Will you be able to refer criminal penalties if he doesn't hand over the documents and doesn't sit down to testify? I mean, like, what rules are we living under now?
Well, I mean, House Judiciary Republicans have subpoena power now. I know that this is probably shocking news for them. They have subpoena power, and so they can stop tweeting. They can stop tweeting about Mayor Pete and DEI and the Department of Transportation, over which the House Judiciary Committee has zero jurisdiction. The House Judiciary Committee has clear jurisdiction over the Justice Department, and they could do something called issuing a subpoena. You and I know, Ben, from I worked for then Chairman Chuck Grassley on the Senate Judiciary Committee. If Chuck Grassley had subpoena power right now, he would have issued a subpoena. Jim Jordan has subpoena power. This is why we had to hurry up and elect Speaker McCarthy so we didn't slow down the investigations. Issue a subpoena, Jim Jordan. What the hell are you doing?
And finally, with the notion of them tainting a crime scene, I know that you tweeted this earlier, but I thought it was absolutely fascinating. Why would you allow Biden? They're letting Biden go rummage around and shuffle around in these homes himself. They're not even locking the places down. Did they let Donald Trump like fidget around inside of, you know, his boudoir while the FBI was there? Of course not.
No. And remember, they sent the FBI raid into Mar-a-Lago. They kept Trump's lawyers outside in August in the heat in the 95% humidity in Mar-a-Lago. They had to stay outside of Mar-a-Lago while the FBI ransacked Melania's lingerie drawer and Barron, their teenage son's bedroom. And all over Mar-a-Lago, they ransacked the entire place with the Bidens. They let the Bidens go taint the crime scene for 2 months.
Yeah. I mean, shocking stuff. Thank you so much for being like a voice for truth on this. Please, everyone, go follow Mike Davis at his impeccable Twitter account. One of the most important Twitter accounts, I think, online. And also at the Article 3 Project. Thank you, Mike, for joining the program. Thanks.
Thank you, Ben.
We call that one a boom shakalaka, baby, because I've been wanting to ask Mike those questions for a while. They are Obama's documents. So let's call a spade. These are Obama's documents. And more importantly, what was Joe Biden doing with them? And will the cover-up be worse than the crime here? Because Merrick Garland is actually covering this up. I really like Mike Davis's point there. Get off your behinds, Judicial Committee. And start issuing subpoenas. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Is it time for Donald Trump to win again in 2024? What shall happen here? Is it 2016 redux? Trump against the swampiest swamp ever. Trump now leads Biden by 3 points in staggering 2024 matchup poll, showing the damage of the document debacle. Walls close in on president as Democrats turn on him. I don't like the walls close in thing. It's like overplayed, guys. Come up with something else. Walls close in. Donald Trump has built a 3-point lead over Joe Biden in a hypothetical 2024 race, according to the Emerson College poll published on Tuesday. 44% of voters said that they would vote for Trump compared to 41% that said they would support for Biden. That's still not great for either president. It's still not great for either one. You kind of want to get like up above 50. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The president has seen positive headlines about shrinking inflation, good midterm results, but the furor over classified documents has sunk his ship. Members of Biden's own party have become increasingly vocal in their criticism of the scandal as it grows fresh legs every single day. Although Tuesday's announcement the classified documents been found by Mike Pence home gave Democrats some respite. Because, of course, it did. Yeah, because naturally, ladies and gentlemen. So we have a major issue here for Biden. And is this going to lead to Biden dropping out of the 2024 race? You might recall Joe Biden completely drunk on milk of magnesia, like wobbling around saying, I'm going to run in 24. Yep. Should catch your mouth shut, buddy. And this none of this would be happening because the permanent state in Washington knows something I think very important is that lightning doesn't strike twice. And maybe that's what happened to Joe Biden's brain. Maybe he was actually struck by lightning. We are not sure, but we are absolutely sure that Joe Biden would be like essentially a corpse of a man running. He already looks like the Crypt Keeper. Joe Biden has had multiple strokes. He's had aneurysms. Joe Biden has heart problems. Joe Biden had a cancer scare earlier this year. Joe Biden ain't up for the task in 24. I secretly hope that he runs again. I want him to run, but I think the powers that be don't want him to run. And also the listeners of the Breakfast Club don't want him to run. Breakfast Club, which is like it's like if you don't listen to it, you probably don't. But this is one of the largest Democrat voice platforms online, and the listeners are has a very, very big listenership. It's run by a guy named Charlemagne the God, who I think is not a fan of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris really at all. This is the guy who asked Hillary Clinton about having hot sauce in her purse. It's Charlemagne the God. Like, I got respect for the guy because he really does take it to these people pretty harshly. He went straight at Elizabeth Warren for claiming to be a fake Indian, saying that she's Rachel Dolezal of the Indian community, and it was amazing. Anyway, they did an open call, and all of their callers were essentially saying, and these are like, this is like generally urban community listeners are saying, I'd rather have Trump than Joe Biden, and that Joe Biden is actually a creep. You can't make it up. Listen to these calls.
We're asking, should Joe Biden run again as president? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Adeladia.
Adeladia.
Adeladia. Boy, that's a name. You got a name on you.
Good morning. Pretty. Good morning. Yep. Cuban baby.
Very pretty.
So what do you think, mama?
Hello?
Adeladia. You forgetting like Joe Biden right now. Now. You forgot the question.
Yeah, we hear you. What do you think?
Okay, so y'all wanted to talk about the Biden?
Yeah. Yeah, we would like
that's
to.
The Biden.
Hunter or Joe, which one?
Stop it, man.
All right, I got something to say about Biden. I think Biden is the creep. You know, he ain't really doing for us. And he, with his Biden $16,000, you still have to have the credit to get that loan. So he ain't really doing for us. And for Donald Trump, I'd rather have Donald Trump because he was very blunt. He was very upfront. You know, he didn't care what he said on TV. And that's national TV.
Well, Adeladia, is no. Yeah, she's a Trump supporter. She just said she did. Do you live in Long Island? Or is George Santos your congressman?
No, I'm Fort Myers.
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody likes Joe Biden. No one likes Joe Biden. Call after call after call on the Breakfast Club show. This is a radio show. There's not a visual element here. We're saying, we're not about Joe Biden in 2024. These are real people. This is real talk. These are real people. This is why we traveled to Atlanta yesterday, in order to talk to real people and in order to get their take on Antifa, the all-white domestic terrorist group that is burning down their city. These are real people. Speaking real truth, have a listen.
This.
I was convinced she lived in George Santos.
Hi, my name's Ariel. How are you?
Ariel, good morning. We're talking about Joe Biden. What are your thoughts?
I don't think he should run again. And though I don't know who's running in his replacement, I'm 31, and I would like to see someone younger in there.
Who's this?
Noel speaking.
Noel, good morning. We're talking Joe Biden. Do you think he should run again?
No way.
Not at all.
Why?
I mean, I think everybody can see it, all the competency, you know, he's not even aware of what's going on. Just like you guys said, you know, the people are watching what's going on.
What do you think he's not aware of?
What day it is?
He's incoherent. He speaks. Charlamagne said it, you know, everybody knows what's going on with him. It's a joke. I mean, to even really entertain the idea, you know, it makes no sense at all. I mean, I could understand, you know, you guys are supporters, but...
We're supporters of democracy. I mean, and we're supporters of our survival.
We're supporters of not seeing another January 6th.
Do you think Biden should run again? Bumblebee?
I think that for the mental health of himself and the people in the United States, I think it's correct he doesn't. He seems to be very forgetful, and that causes a lot of stress and anxiety, as he is the one that represents the nation to the world. I think.
Do you think Joe Biden should run again? No! Nobody said yes. We listened to the whole clip. Nobody said yes. Nobody said Joe Biden run again. And one of those callers is like, no, man, he's a real creep. Like, Joe Biden creeps me out. So that's what the people are saying. What do you think? Is Joe Biden going to run in 24? Is Donald Trump going to get the Republican nomination? Are other Republicans going to run against Trump? As far as we know, there's going to be a number of people from Trump's administration actually running against Donald Trump. It's going to make for a very, very interesting time and a very, very interesting year. And that's why you should follow along. Ladies and gentlemen, you should subscribe. You should like this show and you should share this show so that we can break the matrix, so that we can break the algorithms. And you support us in doing so. We are 100% independent media and we are here for you. You are our bosses and we will be reporting some very, very interesting things very soon. There's going to be some massive bombshells that are going to be dropping even later this week. We're very excited about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be fighting for you. And we will fight also the righteous fight. And that is why we end every single show with a Bible verse. The Bible verse of the day from the book of Joshua. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Don't you need that kind of uplifting right now? Yes, you do. You look around the world and things seem out of whack. Things seem out of hand. Know this, that your ancestors, 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 ancestors dating back to the dawn of time, they've all been afraid and they've all found the same righteous path for salvation and for comfort and for aid and for peace. Christ is known as the Prince of Peace. So do not be anxious for anything. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So take that into your Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, along with all the other good and interesting news from this show. Thank you so much for watching. We are here for a simple reason. Our priorities are God, family, country. That's what we stand for here. And we also stand for you. And it is absolutely our pleasure here on The Benny Show. We'll see you tomorrow. My name is Benny Johnson. See ya.